AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Pakistan is proposing a second round of talks between the U.S. and Iran. Last week's ceasefire appears to be holding, but the showdown over the Strait of Hormuz risks reigniting hostilities and deepening the war's economic fallout. In Tehran, Saeed Madadpour's home was bombed. He says, "We don't like the war to be started again, but, well, there is no other option. They, the U.S. and Israel, only want war. We should keep fighting till the day we win, and this thing is over. What I know is that nothing will be solved by negotiations. It would have been resolved by now if negotiations worked. We've been negotiating with them for 22 years now." Meantime, Lebanon and Israel are holding direct diplomatic talks for the first time in decades. It's being held in Washington. Fighting against Iran-backed Hezbollah was not included in the ceasefire. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is involved in the talks.
"It's an historic opportunity. We understand we're working against decades of history and complexities that have led us to this moment."
U.S. Central Command says no ships made it past the blockade of Iranian ports in the first 24 hours, while six merchant vessels complied with the direction from U.S. forces to turn around and re-enter an Iranian port on the Gulf of Oman. A bill that requires doctors to report on transgender-related health care has passed in the Tennessee Senate. As written, the bill would require health care providers and insurers to track gender transition and detransition treatments. Police in the Bahamas have released a Michigan man who said his wife disappeared after falling overboard from a small boat in waters off the island nation. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette announces it has found a buyer to keep the newspaper open. A man in Paris has won a Pablo Picasso painting with a $117 raffle ticket. Proceeds go to Alzheimer's research. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports on a robot production role at Tesla's Shanghai factory operations.
A Tesla leader in China says he believes its Shanghai factory operations will help resolve the challenges in achieving mass production of the company's humanoid robots. Speaking from the factory floor, company Vice President Wang He's comments come as the U.S. electronic vehicle giant pivots to robotics. Wang says the Shanghai facilities will be like other Tesla factories by contributing after they enter an era of robotics, but he did not specify how. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has urged investors to focus less on car sales and more on what he considers a bright AI future, including robots. Earlier, Tesla decided to convert a California factory to produce its Optimus robots. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.